Welcome to This Week at Fairfield Christian Academy. I'm Danelle Couch, Marketing Director at FCA. At Fairfield Christian Academy, we equip preschool through 12th grade students with a biblical worldview to impact our community as passionate ambassadors for Christ. Over 400 students from 7 surrounding counties and 70 different area churches make up our FCA family. FCA is conveniently located in Lancaster and proud to partner with parents to pursue excellence and build character. I'm excited for you to hear some of the great things going on at FCA. And now here's our host, FCA high school student, Lydia Smith.
Welcome to This Week at FCA. I'm JT Burcham in for Lydia Smith. So thank you so much for tuning in. Honored to be talking with Mark Bowers. Mr. Mark Bowers, how you doing, sir?
I am good. How are you, JT?
Can't complain. Thank you. Now, let's see. First of all, you teach fifth grade, but you actually, tell me what you do.
I teach fifth grade math and science and third grade science, also a fifth grade Bible class every morning, and I also teach a weekly elementary chapel.
Right, yep. I get to see a chapel every now and then. I know a little bit about that, but we'll get there in a little bit. First of all, science at FCA in the third, fourth, and fifth grades. Mm-hmm. What's going on in science these days?
Well, it's kind of interesting because both groups right now are studying plants and classification of animals. The topics are the same, but with the fifth graders, of course, we go into a little more detail, expect a little more from them. So the topics might be the same, but, you know, we take it from a different approach.
Yeah. Now, you've been teaching. Let's back up before we get in here too deep. You've been teaching a few years.
A few years. This is my sixth year, though, at Fairfield.
Okay. And before that, where did you teach and what did you do?
My wife and I ran a small Christian school together for, 6 or 7 years. And before that, I was actually at Fairfield Community Christian School, which also met in the same building.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting. Yeah. I guess I'd kind of forgotten that. So you've been teaching for quite a while.
Quite a few years.
If you weren't a teacher, what would you be doing?
Oh, I don't know. Because this has always been my passion. I've always wanted to be a teacher. So yeah. I don't know.
Now, full disclosure, I remember Mark Bowers. I used to ride a school bus and went down past Sugar Grove and into mm-hmm. Burn Union. I remember seeing you get on the bus as a, you were a few years older
yes,
than me.
Yes, a few years older.
I think you might have been in junior high when I was in elementary,
okay.
Something like that.
Yeah.
But just a few years older, so you've... always wanted to be a teacher, huh?
Yep.
That's
yep.
pretty neat.
My teddy bears got a very good education when I was a little bit.
Played school, huh?
They were my students, yep.
All right. Okay. You mentioned is it the Book of Wonder. What is the...
That's a book called Wonder.
Wonder, okay.
That I'm reading to the fifth graders. In fact, I just finished it with one group today. It's an amazing story. I just knew that I wanted to start the school year by reading that to both fifth grade classes this year.
So how's that going? How'd they respond?
It's an amazing book. It's the story of a little boy who has a very deformed face and is attending public school for the first time and how he fits into that situation, what he goes through, and how he becomes the hero of the story by the end of the book.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So... I hear you recommending it if folks aren't in a school where they're reading the book. I think you're recommending the book.
I am. It's an amazing story. It's yeah. called Wonder. Has a light blue cover. You can't miss it. It's really hot in the bookstores right now.
I hear young ones talking about it, so I know it's hot.
It's yeah. one of those kind of books where you will laugh, you will cry, you will cheer. Hmm. It's a great story.
Neat. Wonder. Okay. Now, science, math. How's math going? How's math? What kind of, what are you teaching to 3rd, 4th, and 5th grade?
Well, I just have 5th grade math. So
okay.
It's just building on what they've learned in the past, making it more challenging, more deep, more detail. Mm-hmm. And both groups are doing very well right now.
Now, if you, you know, I don't know how much control you have over what you teach. If you were to pick, would it be science and math? Are those strong suits
so.
For you and you like
I
them?
I do enjoy both science and math. I like science to be very hands-on, very activities-based. And I try to incorporate a lot of that kind of stuff into math, too.
Yeah. Now, in kind of unique this year, maybe a little different than usual, you have Jeremy, Mr. Schloop, teaching with you.
Yes.
And a couple guys.
Yeah.
Which isn't always, you know, in that age group. That's
yeah,
cool.
That is nice. Mr. Schloop teaches 4th grade.
Okay.
And his room is right next to mine, so we call it the guys' hallway. And your classroom's in this hallway, too, so...
Yeah,
works
a bunch
out
of
nice.
Noisy high schoolers. So, yeah.
That's all right.
Yeah. Let's see. Now, I get a chance to see you do chapel every now and then. Talk about elementary chapel. You do you do an absolutely marvelous job.
Thank you, JT.
You really connect with students so well.
Thank you.
I'm always so enthralled to see kids sit there. I mean, we're talking a couple hundred.
Yeah.
I don't know how many exactly, but a couple hundred kids sit there absolutely spellbound listening to you.
Well, so thank you.
You're a wonderful communicator. You do a great job with that. What's your philosophy? What do you try to accomplish in chapel?
I try to make chapel fun. Also, you know, we tie in tons of scripture. I like to use God's word, of course, in a Christian school. And then I like to tell stories, so I try to incorporate a story. And I also like to use objects, you know. And there's always a game, too, which is always kind of fun.
Yeah. You often have students running up and down the aisle.
Of course. Don't
get a chance to do that in church nearly enough.
Got to keep them active. Yeah. But it's kind of neat how chapel unfolds every week. I've tried to do series where you follow a similar topic each week for a few weeks. And that has worked, but what really works is when one chapel's over, I start praying about what God wants me to share at the next chapel, and by the next chapel, when it rolls around, it has all fallen into place. So I really feel like it's God-led.
Yeah, neat. Well, and I know some of my favorites are when you share your personal stories. And you're not afraid to share.
No.
You tell your real-world stories.
Right.
And tell real-world stories of students that agree, you know.
Right.
And it's very real and very touching. You do a wonderful job.
Of course, thank you.
You have some help with music. Mrs. Thompson doing
right.
that this year.
She's the worship leader. That's not my area. So I'm happy to have her take that part.
Yeah. So, have you ever taught in public school? Have you ever? I know you've done a lot of Christian education.
Of course, I did my student teaching in a public school.
And where'd you do that at?
At Medill.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And it's kind of interesting. My supervising teacher, Mr. Ed McConville, I had his granddaughter in my class last year.
Neat.
So that was kind of neat for that cycle to come around.
Yeah.
I did teach in an after-school program 1 year at Bern Union, but other than that, it's always been Christian education.
I think you see that as a ministry for you.
I do.
That's not intentional for Mark
right.
Bowers.
Right.
I sense that that is your calling.
Yeah. I do see that. Every class is not just the academics, but I see it as ministry.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I didn't ask you ahead of time. Do you pray? I bet you pray with kids often.
We do. We pray, of course, in our Bible class. We pray before every quiz, every test. That's always a privilege to pray with them.
Yeah. I just happened, because your classroom's across from my classroom.
Right.
The other day, I happened to be standing out here, and I heard some mom bragging that her daughter connected in science because of your class. I heard that conversation.
I hope so.
That's got to be kind of rewarding.
It is very rewarding.
To hear when folks, you know, really connect.
It is.
What happens when you see that light bulb come on for students?
Oh, that makes it all worth it. When someone finally understands, when they get it, that makes it all worth it.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Well, time flies when we're having fun.
Yeah.
Mr. Bowers, anything about FCA I should ask you about that I haven't? Anything going on in the elementary?
I just love the school. It's an amazing place to be. We have great teachers, great students, great families. It's a wonderful place to be.
It's a lot of fun.
And my sister is now at Door B, so that makes it even more fun.
Well, you go. Got some family here now. That's right.
Yeah.
Kind of nice. Yes.
Yeah. We have a field trip planned for May. Nothing right now. We're working on something for here in the next few weeks, but that one's ready for May.
Where are you going in May?
In May, we go to Battelle Darby Metro Park
in
Galloway, Ohio, and we do an SQM where the kids actually get into the creek and look for animals using nets and bring those up on the bank and pull out what they found.
Now, how do you warn parents about that? What do you tell
them?
They
wear play clothes, and we tell them they are going to get wet.
Okay.
You know, we always tell them, there's a chance your children will fall into the water, but they always do.
If not, they'll be jumping and running.
Right.
Mr. Bowers, thank you for your time.
Thank
you, JT.
Appreciate
it very much. People like you make FCA the great place it is.
It is a great place.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for listening. I appreciate Mark sharing his time with us today. He'll get back to the elementary and keep educating over there. If you'd like to know more about us, check us out online, fcanights.org. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for tuning in to this week at Fairfield Christian Academy. For more information about FCA, please visit us at fairfieldchristianacademy.com. To schedule a tour and get an up-close look at FCA, including our state-of-the-art facilities, our award-winning teachers, and our exceptional students, please call us at 740-654-2889. Fairfield Christian Academy, where we are pursuing excellence and building character.
When it comes to choosing a school, parents who want the best education for their students look for academic excellence, skilled teachers, a safe school that encourages their values. Students want a school with competitive athletics, unique opportunities, and friendships that last a lifetime. Fairfield Christian Academy, the place where parents and students agree. Enrolling now at fairfieldchristianacademy.com.
Hi, I'm Kelly Ballman with the Salvation Army Samaritan Center. We offer adult day services to people from the community. We help families take care of their loved ones and give a sense of purpose to the participants. I invite you to stop in or call to see what our program has to offer. We are located on West Hubert Avenue in Lancaster, and our phone number is 740-687-1921. Remember, the Samaritan Center changes how you live, not where you live.